Now, the other point which is worth mentioning about Thatcher's government is the way in which she encouraged people to like low direct taxation. She believed, as classical economists had often believed, that the more wealth creators are unburdened by the state in the form of paying lower rather than higher taxes, irrespective of their ability to pay them, the more they will be innovative, creative, and help to rebuild the economy. Well, half of Britain did buy into that prescription, and it is very noticeable that in the two elections that Thatcher won after the 1979 election, there is a much sharper divide. Scotland does not forgive Margaret Thatcher and returns very few Conservative MPs in 1983 or 1987. So does much of the old industrial north of England. Miners, of course, were very rarely going to be voting Conservative anyway. There was no chance in which they were going to be anything other than rootedly in favour of the Labour Party. But we are creating two geographical nations. The strength of Thatcher was her ability to simplify economic issues for the benefit of an electorate and to put the emphasis on the necessary link in her mind between low taxation and revived prosperity. If the subsidised industries could be slimmed down, then the government would have less need of income to keep them going, and taxes could be further reduced. And the message that under Thatcher, British wage earners could keep more of their income away from the taxman was enormously popular. There were other specific policies which were popular, selling off or telling local authorities to sell off council housing so that people who had previously been council house tenants could, for the first time, become homeowners. That was an extremely powerful vote winner. Thatcher's main constituency was, I think, the lower middle class, and her populist messages went down very well with that sector of the electorate, which was disproportionately situated by the middle of the 80s in some of the more prosperous areas of the north. There were some which survived, but particularly in the south and east of England.